notes. So yes, as Patrick mentioned, my name is Anders Melander. I am an analyst at the Defense Research Agency in Sweden. And I'll name this the usefulness of wargaming, which is sort of the title of a project that we're working on at FY. I'm just going to see if I can figure out how to use this. I'll start with the map is from a NATO strategic concept from the 50s, but it was nice, and so I took it. Some years ago, I found myself in a dungeon, basically in a room without windows and no cell phones, with something like 70 officers and analysts doing a war game. Very carefully written script. There was a red side, there was a blue side, and well, they played out the scenario that had been created. But for some reason, towards the end, my general feeling was this: we had basically spent more or less 8 hours of 70 highly qualified people achieving nothing really, and there were several problems with that war game, and I can't really go into exact details because it was in a room without windows and cell phones. So, but my feeling is it wasn't a conversation, it wasn't an analysis, it was basically them sending something to us, and they could have written it and just held a 30-minute presentation, we would have sort of achieved that knowledge anyway. So it wasn't an analytical war game, as we like to talk about it. In Sweden, we have a bit of a history of wargaming. We were fairly early adopters of von Reichwitz's Kriegsspiel and those concepts. I took this slide. This is a report from the predecessor of FY, FOA, different name, but from the early 80s about a wargaming report, or a report for a wargaming conference, actually. We used to do a lot of, we've done a lot of Monte Carlo simulations and other types of war games. So we have sort of a fairly solid tradition, at least until the 90s, where there was a bit of eternal peace set in and there were cutbacks. This is a more modern example from a report from 21, where they did a war game. And I think it's in English as well, so you can find it at FY's homepage and read it. So there's one of the chapters is about the war game. Interesting in several ways, because as some of the in the previous panel they mentioned, they had a high read education. In this case, they had a sort of rigid rule set for ground forces, and air combat was adjudicated with experts. This was facilitator driven. It had a scenario that 2 weeks of preparation, as it says there, and three cells with red, blue, and a white cell doing it. So it was kind of a traditional war game. But they identified several interesting things to use for further analysis in this case. So we still use war games, and not everyone is as weird as my experience case. So the analysis from this war game was included in this report, the Western Military Capability Report from 21. So it's you can find that report if you're interested at FY's webpage. And there should be a new version coming soonish, because the guys are working on it at least. So the project that we are looking into, the usefulness of analytical wargaming, is a 3-year project, planning to do some deliveries in 27. The sponsor is the Defense Forces, so it's not just in our own interest, but it's wargaming is becoming bigger in Sweden. Well, the objective sort of project to explore how analytical wargame can contribute to better decisions. So it's decision making in the end, all types of decision. The war games have been used for deciding between various systems which one would suit in sort of the Swedish defense concept and so on, and to improve the quality of it, and also knowledge sharing. The main, well, the core members, there are some other satellites in at FOI as well that work with is Patrick, me, and Johan Eli, who unfortunately can't be here this year, and Anna Pestrea. What we want to sort of start touching at it is what is an analytical war game. So back to what Graham said about the terms and definition, and this is a bit of an issue in Sweden, because during the cutbacks they cut down on sort of the war gaming facilities in the armed forces. So the idea of what a war game is is widely diverging. It can be anything from a bog set and people having coffee around a map, to something very structured and then with months of planning beforehand. Also finding what problems are analytical war games suitable to solve. War games it's a tool in a toolbox. You can use it to solve some problems. Other problems you should use other tools to find which one are the most suitable to use. And also find these details that how are they best executed. What things do you need to do to prepare? And it is so interesting to listen to all the people here and hear their experience and so on. Just don't have observers, because it will change the discussion from a previous panel. And also, finally, how it's properly utilized. And so not just producing it, but how does the information and the outcome of the war game come to use in the sort of in the real environment or in the real world? Some of the methods that we're using in this project, we have done an analysis of the task, of course, and we have, in the spring we did a morphological analysis. That's a method that's at least some at FOI like to use to structure a problem. We start out with several several factors in the problem, and you analyze which ones work together and which doesn't work together. You can get a very nice structured analysis on the properties of the thing you want to do an analysis of. Of course, literature studies, survey, I will get back to that one, and hopefully interviews and perhaps do some experiments to create some war game to test the things that we come up with. As I mentioned, knowledge sharing is a part of this. FOI likes to produce reports, so that's one key feature, but hopefully also academic papers connect with this. We have an annual wargaming conference in January. It is in Swedish, together with the Swedish Defense University, but I know at least one English-speaking participant has been there, visited it, and survived. So, because he's sitting back there. So it is an unclassified, so if you're eager to join, you should be able to do that. And as I mentioned, the survey. Since this is a venue with an enormous knowledge and skill, this is a sort of shameful plug to ask or appeal for you to help us with this survey. I think Patrick has printed out the QR code, so you can look for us in one of the breaks and ask us. And if you want to participate in this, we would be really, really grateful. That would be the end of my talk. So thank you for your patience, and I will hand over to Patrick again. Thank you.